Level Up Latina partners with working women and mamas alike to guide them in achieving fulfilling career and life goals through financial empowerment, professional or leadership coaching, and personal wellness. Find the unique coaching you need to succeed.
You're listening to Vero, Ceci, and Irene, and we are Level Up Latina.
Welcome back to episode 87 of the Level Up Latina podcast. Today, we will be discussing the guilt-free squad. I'm sure many of you have seen a few of our posts and our captions talking about what this guilt-free squad is. We want to discuss it a little bit more in detail with you all. Why join? Why become part of this community? And the objective at the end of the day is para recordarte que no estás sola. So before we jump into that, the GFS for short, el guilt-free squad, we're going to check in with Ceci and Irene. ¿Cómo se encuentran, chavas?
Muy, muy bien. Aquí platicando, feeling good. I will say that with when we started calling the guilt-free squad, abbreviating it in text messages, GFS, I thought it was some like tech abbreviation that you guys knew, and I was like, I don't know what that is. And then I realized what we were talking about. I was like, oh, it's a guilt-free squad.
It's so funny. GFS, we just had a really good meeting, and in that meeting we cried, we raised our voices, we were happy, we were honest, we were vulnerable, and it made me feel like, you know what, we're ready to lead this community called the guilt-free squad.
Yeah,
put our hair up.
We put Ceci was ready to fight. Ceci was ready to fight, so she put her hair up and strapped her silk scarf over her head. She's like, no one's pulling my hair. Irene mentioned that we had a meeting, and yes, it's like these things are important. Discussing just business, discussing opinions, and having those things is important, and having a place to do it. Like for us three, somos muy diferentes, and Ceci pointed something out that Irene and I are both the babies. And that we have just our character, our personality is very much of a, well, let me express my opinion. And sometimes we might, our delivery is received a little different than how we intended it. So
guilty
as charged, guilt free. Okay. That's what it is. So I think it's so important. Like all three of us are really excited about this. You know, the guilt-free squad. 2020 was a rough year in every sense of the word. I feel that we lost a lot of our traditional coping mechanisms in the sense of, you know, I'm feeling low. Let me hit up one of my girlfriends. I'm feeling low. I want to go out for a run and go hang out. And I want to do this. A lot of the things that we were so used to doing were taken away, you know, and it was hard for some of us to find new things. In retrospect, I shared this with Ceci and Irene in our meeting. It's like 2020 for me, once I thought about it, I didn't think that it was a bad year, but then I thought about it, I'm like, damn, it was rough. You know, I think it was the first time I experienced my having, you know, my third child and not really having anything outdoors to distract me from just, you know, the postpartumness of it. And it's been rough, like, you know, having the three kids under three for a minute, trying to do me, trying to do Level Up Latina. And for a long time, as you've heard in a lot of our podcasts, that, you know, what do we do for ourselves? And for me, I was doing just Level Up Latina, and that was my outlet. It came about that we need a community. We need a community no matter what. For this year, I feel that Ceci and Irene have been the ones that I have really turned to a lot outside of like my immediate family. The women I go and share, like, ¿cómo creen eso? ¿Cómo la ven? And it's helped me. So in that process is where we're like, you know what? We need to do this for other women. You know, we aren't able to just, hey, let's get together, meet up for happy hour. Let's have a drink or let's have dinner. Let's do this. We've been, you know, doing what we can to stay safe for ourselves, for our families and everyone. So it's been hard to have that sense of community from afar. Even the video calls sometimes can be, they kind of give you what you need, but there's still that lack of human touch, and that kind of tricks our mind, like baked sugar, into thinking, you know, I got my dose that I needed. We're good, right? So this is, you know, why we're talking about the guilt-free squad, why you should join. The objective of no estás sola, no estamos solas. We're all, you know, maybe do you agree with how I'm feeling? Maybe the, you know, being, you know, sheltering at home has allowed you to reflect and be like, you know what? I didn't need to do that stuff. I'm glad that something pulled me away from my usual habits, you know? So it in a time like that, there's a lot of change, and a lot of this change came unwanted for many of us and unexpectedly, I guess. But the sense of community is always something that obviously we've noticed has been lacking. And that's why we find it so important for us to open a space and a place to come together and to talk about just what our random episodes, right? Anything and everything, but also with some structure, with some guidance, with that mentorship and that support that you might need and that you might be lacking. You know, sometimes we're faced with working from home and don't have the support now, or the chit-chatter with our coworkers, or the accessibility to, you know, our upper management, or to our just our team in general. So if you're, you know, a domestic engineer like I am, you know, there's not that outlet. So there's no one else to turn to and be like, how the hell am I going to handle this shit today? This sense of community is necessary. We felt that we needed to fill in that part of it and open a place and a space for us to come together and create this support for women that are looking for that in their life right now.
I think it's important because a lot of first generation women don't have that group to turn to. I think we are so lucky and blessed that we have each other, you know, first as friends, because we grew up together. We experienced so many things together, living together away from home at college. And I think that's why we get each other and we feel so comfortable with each other that when we turn to each other, it's like, this is our community. We made a business out of it. And so now when we like, it's so natural for us, right? Just to kind of like join. And even before Level Up Latina, I think the three of us and with our other friends, it was so natural for us to not see each other for a while. But when we did, like, it was like, all right, time had never lapsed. And we're so comfortable with each other, despite the years and despite everything that we've been through, like, estamos a gusto porque nos conocemos plenamente. And I think a lot of women as first generation, or just being like the one and only in their careers or in their professions or at home, even first going to college, they don't necessarily have that group or build upon that. If, for example, they didn't live away from home, they didn't get to build that community. And I think that's where we saw the need, that first generation women need that, because they feel judged about, you know, the way they raise their kids, the way they live their lives. Y a las tres, I feel like we como dice la canción, nos vale lo que piensa la gente. And it's something that we've learned along the way, and now we're embracing it. We want to share it, and we want to build the guilt-free squad in that sense, with that feeling, like, que nos valga, and to just have that support system to you know, lean on each other, talk about things that are important to us, what our experiences were in college, what's been like in the professional realm, what it is to try to balance it all. So I think that's what, you know, guilt-free is all about.
I also think for this community, what I really like about it, and we've spent a lot of time thinking about what is it going to do? And I'm proud of us for that, because we have a vision that it's going to become very clear, because we've had those tough conversations. Do I agree with this? Do you agree with that? Do I like this? Do I like that? And there's been a great consensus about the word community and women being there for each other and having each other's back. And I just love that, because I think that's what we were probably missing in our 20s and frankly in our 30s, even though we had each other. It's not like we could come together and really get to the nitty gritty about our careers, our education, our financial goals. It's just, as friends, sometimes it doesn't go that deep for whatever reason. Unless you have that kind of community already, way to go. But for the most part, we're not, you know, making money moves, as they say. You know, we get together for baby showers, but we don't get together for people who are just opening their business, for launch parties necessarily, like as the meme goes. Ceci touched on it. Like, we're being the first, we're the only, but also we've raised our temperature. We've leveled up, Level Up Latina. We've raised our lives and our lifestyle because of experiences that we've been through, and to give that back to the community, or to get that from the community. Like, in this community, it's a bubble of women at different points of their career. It's a community of women that are professional executives, six-figure earners, homeowners, young professionals, seasoned professionals. We have an attorney. We're going to have more. Like, there's a little bit of everything. And I think what happens is that you raise your level. There's something called the law of the lid, and your lid just gets raised. Because if you're only hanging out with a bunch of ones and twos, how are you supposed to become a five? And if you're just with fives, how are you going to get to eight? How are you going to get to eight, right? So I love that about this community, that we're all going to raise ourselves. It's the law of the lid. We're all going to grow a little bit from it. And just like we're hoping to give from our own experiences, we're hoping to get. We're all growing. It's like we're always growing. So I'm really pumped about that, because of the community that you're with, that group coaching. It's badass women, quite frankly. And I really wish that we would have had that And it sucks to say should, right? It always sucks to look back. But I do wish, because I could have been so much further along. And we want that for our 20-something mm-hmm. peers and our 30-something peers and our 50 and 60-year-olds that want to join us on the call. We're all leveling up. So let's do that. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, I think it's so important, because even as you're going through different stages of career, and you know, you said you don't want to look back, but it's knowing the past that we improve our future, right? So we know that there were things lacking. There were things that, you know, in our workshop where there's things that we learn from, you know, our parents and our family, that being able to get that job, work hard, do all of this. But there's parts where our parents can't guide us because they don't have that experience in the professional world. It comes to a point where we're like, well, who do I turn to? Who do I ask for advice? And sometimes you might not need a year worth of coaching, but you just need some guidance, some mentorship. And because there's someone maybe you can't turn to that you feel comfortable opening up and being vulnerable, like, fuck, I don't know what the hell I'm doing here. Or hey, what is the career path for someone like myself in this industry? Is it only, you know, working my way up this ladder? What other options are there? Like, can you guide me? And I feel that in this community, we're going to be providing that. Like, sometimes there might be someone you can turn to immediately, maybe in the workplace or at home, but at least you'll have three first-gen Latinas that are going to share their full-on experience and the things that have worked and haven't worked, you know, because sometimes we love to talk about, well, I did this, it funcionó bien, and, you know, look at me, I'm such a chingona. And being a chingona also means owning your mistakes. When we mess up, when we fuck up, you know what the most chingona thing is? Owning up to it. Owning up to it. How am I going to change that? And how am I going to improve myself so that I can then improve the greater good, right? So, and that's a discussion we just had in our meeting as well. You know, we set things in motion and then we kind of easily kind of derail. It's like a diet. You know, here's my diet. No voy a comer, nomás voy a comer carne, nada más. And then you start adding the cheese and then you start adding this. And next thing you're having burger and fries. And so you think that it's like little decisions can no make an impact, but they do. So here, what we want to do is create that place for you to be like, hey, I'm just having a hard time, you know, deciding if this is a place for me, you know, my workplace. I don't know. I'm having a hard time on how to address my team on this kind of behavior or this goal setting or how to get them to get things done. And when we don't have anyone to turn to, it makes it hard for us. So we feel that we just are the only ones that need to find the solution. So here with the Guilt-Free Squad, with the Chingonas, the Level Up Latina, we're going to figure it out. You know, we're going to find ways to help guide you, create that mentorship, that guidance. And this, like Irene said, it's a place where it's going to be judge-free, biased, you know, no biases, no nothing. We're going to just, you know, provide the kind of place to just openly discuss things and give you honest feedback without making you feel like, hey, I should have known that, you know?
Yeah, and I think a piece about the community that's really important that I think we all could use and could have had when we were growing up is just the accountability piece. I really like the idea of, I was thinking about today, like some of the communities I've been a part of in preparation for this episode. And I'm thinking, you know, what are the consistent communities where they fed my soul? They were good for me. I was held accountable. And boy, it's been like group gym stuff. Like if I'm working out at the park with other women, you better believe I'm going to show up and I would get results. If I joined those expensive like HIIT gyms, like it worked for me. Like I'm not going to show up at 24-hour fitness solita and get on the boring treadmill. I feel intimidated doing the weights in front of the dudes and the girls that are like models. So I'm like, what am I going to do? I'm going to go to Zumba. You know, like that is me and I know it's me and it held me accountable. If I show up with friends, I've had the best fitness results in my life. And before you know it, I have a gang. I'm like four of us are working out at the park or five of us are working out at the park or I tell so-and-so I'm going to meet him at Zumba because it has kept me going. So this call keeps you going month to month. This call is every month. We have member-only events.
Can talk about anything and everything, pero también like not just keep it professional. Like, I mean, if the topic comes up and people want to talk about like relationships or like your personal life, why not?
It's the kind of place where you're going to have events that you come to that are just for you because you're in the Guilt-Free Squad, events that are for others, and it's open to a broader audience, events informed by you, all about those that are in the community, what do they need? But also, what are their goals? Ultimate point, like, what are your goals? What do you want? What are you hoping to achieve? Are you going to be held accountable to those goals? If you have to show up to a monthly call where you're always talking about this thing and this goal and this dream, you're more likely to move it forward because you have your community watching you and looking at you. And it's like you meet these people and before you know it, like, hey, I don't know, maybe we'll do virtual Zoom classes, right? It's like the community. Yeah. births other opportunities for community. But that consistent community, because it's a consistent space, which we love about Feel Free Squad, a consistent community of coaching, but also keeping each other accountable to what we said we wanted or what's frustrating us or how we are tired of being the first or tired of being misunderstood. Well, you're understood here. You're not the first here. We're going to be vulnerable and honest about our challenges. And at the same time, ask for that law of the lid to increase and hold you accountable to growing yourself if that's what you're looking for to get to the next level.
And growth is hard. I mean, it doesn't come easy. It's not one of those things that you're like, well, tomorrow I'm going to change my habits and I'm going to do this and get it done. And by the end of the week, I'm going to be perfect. Perfection is so hard to reach. And we're going to be very hard on ourselves when it comes to
that. You don't reach perfection.
You don't. Not perfection. It's impossible. Like, you know, in reaching our ideal version of ourselves, it takes work and it takes accountability. It takes consistency. It takes breaking with traditional mindset barriers. It takes guidance. It takes support, you know, all of this. And with the purpose of it is like Level Latina, we focus on personal and professional development. We focus on, you know, our well-being. We focus on financial empowerment and ways that it's going to help us grow. Now, do we know everything? No, but we know a lot of things and we're willing to share that. And we're willing to put our mistakes out there and our lives out there and our experiences out there so that you don't have to repeat that. And if you've done it and you haven't found the solution to how to make it better, then we're here to do that for you and help guide you. And of course, it's always better when someone says like, hey, you know, maybe I wasn't expecting to be called on, but like, hey, Rains, how did that turn out? You know, how did that gym plan go?
Did you show up?
Did you show up for yourself? Yeah. But I mean, that's the beauty of it, you know, having a support team. Go for it, Ceci.
I was going to say, and when you invest, like we've said it before, when you invest in yourself, you show up. Why? Because you're putting in the time, you're putting in the effort, and you're investing the money to show up for yourself. So, and it's something that I think at the end of the day, it's something that we're going to look forward to. Like, oh, it's the Guilt Free Squad Day. Let's show up. Let's talk about it. Or like this week or this month, we're going to be talking about X, Y, and Z. How, you know, we think ahead, like what's the conversation going to be like today?
And I think too, it's a place to, if you, Vettel said something so great about like things have changed during the pandemic. I miss the people that I saw at my office. And I'm always hearing them talk about how much they miss and even now more appreciate the banter, the dialogue. It's like, it's not the same to have had all your relationships shift because of this pandemic. So maybe you're just filling a void. Like you just want to feel like you're with your friends. Listening to the podcast isn't enough. We've gotten so much great feedback from people saying like, I feel like you're my friends, you're my little cousins. But imagine that experience where you could talk to your podcast and it talks back. Like you need more.
You want more.
Girl, we are talking
back. Like, I'm not crazy, right? I'm talking back.
No, Vero, Irene, and Ceci, and we are Level Up Latina, and we're right here to talk to you, and you're part of the community. We're going back and forth, and it's that dialogue, and it's like friendship building. And so I think it's perfect time. God is good, and God knows why things happen. It was so hard. Vero's right. 2020 had so many unknowns and hard things and things that were lost. And at the same time, a lot of creative growth has come out of it. And I think we need this community. It's like so perfectly timed because so many people are looking for friendships. They're looking for a new space and a new place. And my tip of the day was going to be that we need to look around us. Who's around us? Who's your group? Who's your sphere of influence? Like, what is their number? If there's a law of the lid, like, what is their number? Are they twos? Are they threes? Are they eights? Who do you want to be around? Do you need more out of relationships and friendships? Do you need more out of your month and your year and your job? Like if you need more and you're trying to level up and it's just so hard, the distractions around you, the community around you might not be the right community, girl. That might not be the right community. So like Ceci says, invest in yourself, invest in finding the right community, the right influences. So my tip is think about the people around you. Think about what they bring. Think about who they are. Are they successful? They don't have to be perfect. That is so right. Like no one's perfect, but they have to hopefully be growing and healing and evolving and better than the last generation. And do you have that in your life right now? Take inventory of your life. Who's around you? Are they good influences? Are the women in your life pushing you forward, being honest, okay to cry with you? Or do you have to be fake? Do you have to be like social media ready? Can you not let your guard down? Can you not be honest? Can you have conversations where your voice is shaking, but you want to be honest? If the answer is no, you need this community. You tell me about it, man.
Everyone does like IG reels or they do TikTok. TikTok's a cool thing. I'm not on TikTok. I guess I'm ancient in the social media world.
Three for three. None of us.
Three for three, yeah.
And then let's not even talk about Clubhouse because, girl, anyway, I'm an Android user.
We got invited. People want us
there. I mean, yeah, thank you. Thank you for the invite. But I'm like, I still can't join because it's not for Android users. So Ceci and Irene, please handle it. But what I was going to say, it's like there's this thing where there's this girl talking about, she's like, I don't know if you know, but like women are supporting women now. And
I loved it. Yeah.
But it makes so much sense. ¿Por qué? ¿Por qué the constant competition? ¿Por qué the constant comparison? Why? You know, I've caught myself a few times where I'm like, well, I could be doing this. Like, look at this person that's a mom of three and she's doing this and that. I'm like, fuck. But I'm like, that's not my life. Why am I going to sit here and compare myself to that? Let me figure out what's going on with me. Let me deal with me before I go and compare myself. And it brings in doubt. It brings in that, you know, that, you know, it steals a joy away from every day. Like it, there is no purpose in that sense to compare yourself to someone else because we are all so different. Now there are experiences that are not the same and there are experiences that, you know, that we can share that might not be the same, but they will guide you in a way to help you not make the mistakes that we've made or find the solutions that you weren't able to think about. So the fact that we're all so different and we have pensamos diferente, like our perception and, you know, in our way to express ourselves, you will find what you're looking for. You will find an answer. Like we are here, you know, I'm a little bit more rough around the edges in the sense of how I express myself. You know, Irene and Ceci are a little more articulate. They have more, you know, they use their vocabulary a little bit more. You know,
Latinas, they like talk with their hands. They're Latina.
You know, you know, and then for me, like I use my neck a lot, but that's just me and expressing myself. And then I hurt my neck and it still hurts. Oh, I still move it. So, you know, this place would be for you.
I know. I'm like, Vero, when you imitate me, I'm like some chola. When you imitate me, I'm a chola. I mean, there's nothing wrong with cholas, but I didn't wear my red lipstick with my big hoops. I didn't have that vibe. I don't have that vibe. I don't have my bandana like
that. Yeah. I'm like, no, that's just me. That's me.
Yeah, right?
You know, I'm using my body to just like share my opinion and share what I'm thinking and share what I'm feeling. But that's just the way I do it, you know? So this will be that place for you. And we want you to understand that we want people to grow. We want people to do better. We want you to become the better version of yourself because it's great. It's a good feeling when you're like, see, you look back and reflect and you're like, damn, I've come a long way. And we want you to say, I've come a long way in a good way. Not like, damn, I should have, woulda, coulda.
Yeah. And comparison is a thief of joy, which is your point, Vero. Right. Social media is like the trap. And if you're in social media, that's not a real community necessarily because there's not that back and forth. It's what's missing. And you're sitting there feeling bad about yourself and you're spiraling with the wrong input. But in a community where it's down to earth, it's honest, it's real, tears are okay, humanity is different than this thing that you see on a screen. I think our society needs it more than ever where we can be like, hey, women are supporting each other now and this is what it looks like.
I was going to say along those lines of supporting each other, sometimes as first generation women, Latinas, we crave validation from, for example, like our family members or acknowledgement like, ay, you know, estoy orgullosa de ti or I'm proud of you. But I think because our culture is like, we don't get that. But when we come to events like this, I know all three of us love supporting each other and like, and saying, que bueno que le estás echando ganas, like, wow, Vero, like with your three kids, like, como le haces, eres una chingona, que padre, like, Irene, like you're handling it all. You have your business owner and you're the CEO of your nonprofit and you're the mom of three and you make time for yourself. Like, que padre, que chingón. Like, y se siente bonito because like, again, we don't get that necessarily from our family members. I don't remember my parents ever saying like, hey, I'm proud of you because of this. Like, yeah, they show up to events or things that I've done, graduations, but esas palabras, I don't think I've ever heard them. And I don't, you know, I'm not, no me siento mal por eso. But at the same time, like, si lo dijeron, wow, qué bonito se sentiría, ¿no? And I feel like because we know that experience and we know that culture from our elders, when we do join communities like this, like, and we see someone succeeding that looks like us, like, qué bueno, hay que echarle porras.
I love that about you, Ceci. I love that because you said something that you can acknowledge that resonated with me. Like, it's so true. validity and being seen is so hard in our culture for whatever reason, machismo, struggles, pride, whatever it may be. But I love that you're like, but I let it be. I love that about you because you're so much more enlightened than a lot of us to be like, no, like that child in me wants to be seen. And says he's like, it's all good. Like I'm almost 40. Like, yeah. I know what I know. Let me just see other people. You are always so self-assured and confident and calm and cool and collected. And if you need more of that in your life, you need to be in the community. That's why I hang around Ceci, because that's how she makes me feel. Like, you know what? I got this. I'm going to put a nice little mask on. I'm going to get a massage. Ceci's right. I'm putting some red lipstick on next.
And you know what, Ceci, I mean, it's a lot of this, our parents didn't experience it. So, yeah. You know, our parents, you know, they went to up to third grade, second grade of school. You know, they crossed the border, came here with a dream to give us their future children, you know, a better life. And they didn't experience that bicultural, you know, growing upness. You know, we don't have a way to share that with them because we're living it, right? And we're trying to find a way to like have them understand what we're living. And still trying to, you know, these new ideas that are being taught to us and we're learning and experiencing. But the fact that we're the ones undergoing it, it's hard to communicate it to them. So come on, Ivana, say, good job, Ceci, with that, you know, with that law school. You did it. I'm so proud of you because they don't know what it takes, you know.
Right.
But the fact that they're like,
they're doing the best I'm they sure. can. They're doing the best they
girl,
can.
Girl,
right?
you know that they're over there like, pues mija, you know our parents, girl. They get on the phone, y sabes. My dad will talk to my tios and they're, okay. Oh, pues mija psicóloga. You know, I'm like, Dad, I changed it to sociology. I'm no longer a psychologist. You know, I'm like, I'm doing business now, Dad. You know, like, you'd better believe that, you know, la mamá de Irene, cuando hablé, oh, pues Irene sí está encargada de esto, you know, y ella es la chingona, la mera jefa. Y Ceci, pues mi hija es una abogada. Like, you know, they do talk about it with pride. Might they share that with us because, like, hey, I'm so proud of you. They might not tell us directly, but you know that when you're walking next to them, they're like, psh, my, you know, they're proud of us in that sense. They know, they got you, girl. But it's just that
they
difference.
They do love us. They do love
yeah. us. You know, it's the thing we were talking about. It's so hard to be traditional first-generation women, like adopt and the first generation. It's almost first generation. But then we want to let go of all those other traditional values. Like
it's like you want to rebel, but you don't, right?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. But you don't.
Like, right? Yeah. You know, and it's I've thought about that after I was having a conversation with my husband after the fact that we had our workshop. And I'm like, you know, I was sharing this and that. And he's like, dang. And then I tell him, you know, it's hard to try to be like, let me live my life for me. But then how selfish is that when I'm trying to be this first generation bicultural woman that's like, forget your traditions. These are better than yours. It's so hard. So when we're truly trying to make these decisions and growing and leveling up, it's not just us that we're accounting for. We're accounting for like our parents, our ancestors, for everyone that we're like, well, what am I going to do to level up my raza with me, my people with me, you know, my community with me? Girl. So that's hard.
Yeah, girl. Remember we had a podcast episode within the last year about traditional norms and que tortear. And I said, I was like, yo nunca me voy a poner a tortear. And what happened in this pandemic? Me pongo a hacer tortillas. Like, so it's like,
andale, mija, tortillera.
I'm like, we're proud of it. But
yeah,
I'm proud of it.
Like, damn, I made these tortillas, you know, like a mano con mi tortillera, whatever the machine is called. But it's like, you know, it's como dices, like, yeah, decimos que no, we want to be the new thing and we're first generation, but at the same time, we love our traditions and we love our culture. So it's like, okay, en medio, right? Stay in the middle.
It's a beautiful thing. And it's so funny because this dialogue kind of got into that deep conversation and that's what the community is about. But like, it's a beautiful thing. Like I have this debate all the time because for me, for instance, like, success and money and earning a lot of money. I remember when I was trying to catch up to my husband, it was like important to me. It was like that badass woman and I'm going to make either as much as him or more than him. And then when I surpassed him, it became kind of a problem. It's almost like, oh no, you got to keep going. Cause like this weird, like Latino, like el esposo, the one that takes care of you, that makes the money. Like what, where did that come from? I don't know. Cause my mom raised me. My dad wasn't even there. He wasn't a provider. And still these things that are rooted in you and your idea of how it should be. And I do think, honestly, my mom raised us to think it was like the man, then the woman, even though she was truly the one always in charge, always the saver, the reason reason we had a home and she owned a home and had her own business. And all the things that my mom was able to do, it had nothing to do with my dad, but she was still ingraining in us a man's place and who he is. Los hombres se sientan primero. Si tienen tortilla, yo como después. Like this selfless, like selfless. And deep down in my programming, it's like a, let me serve my man. And his love language is like acts of service. So he loves it. But then I'm constantly rebelling too. Cause it's like, honey, I'm equal here. And he's like, yeah. No one is this. That's not a race. Like, there's no equality conversation. He's like, I'm feminist too, honey. But we are struggling with these.
Down with the patriarchy.
Yes. Yeah. But you just have to be aware, because then you realize you're crap. And then you realize you're like, you know what? I actually don't care. Whoever makes the money, whoever watches the kids, whoever brings it in, one good year, one bad year, like deep down, I don't. It's like this programming that is just what we were taught.
Yeah. That's funny that you say, like, you know, you want to serve your man but we want to be equal. And in our whole household, like, we both cook. But when I cook and, like, I plate, you know, something that I made, like, I always give Luis, like, the one that looks the nicest. I don't know why I do that. Like, que está todo messy. You know, yo estoy como este.
No, half the time they don't know that there's like not enough bacon, or there's not enough this, or there's not enough that. Yo me hago mensa like all the time. And Diego will sometimes catch it and it'll be like, babe, why do you do that? Why do you do that? He's like giving me from his plate. And I'm like, oh, I wasn't that hungry, right? I just had something. And it's like, that's freaking programming. Like, I'm starving.
Yeah.
You know, I want that bacon wrapped jalapeno popper. Look delicious. I got half. The kids ate the bacon from it. Like, why am I being my selfless mama?
Oh,
I need to be my selfish self. Like,
so funny. You know, when it comes to it, we want to be selfish, right? We're like, it's me, I'm a go-getter, I'm this. But then when it comes to that, you're like, oh, yo el último, yo voy a ser.
Oh my God. Yeah.
No, wait, I'm guilty. Guilty as charged. Guilty as charged. Guilty but guilt-free. I'm like, you know what? Así es la vida. And you know, you're like, well, what can I do to change that? You know, I guess we'll have to make more bacon.
Buy more bacon.
Literally, buy more.
We make more bacon. We've learned.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's all these things, like all these experiences that we had not even talked about that before, like serving ourselves last, you know, like,
it's no, nunca.
Like, or no hay suficiente. Let me just make it enough so that todos ustedes, like, the taking care, like putting everybody else in front of us, so bringing this all together, like at the end of the day, we need to choose ourselves more often. We need to invest in ourselves more often. We need to take care of us and have a place to share that. You know, sometimes you might be hearing this and be like, oh, so it's not just me. Yeah, no estamos solas. Like, this is honestly, like, we are dealing with it together. So the purpose of this, like, again, to remind you, and before we wrap it up, and, you know, before we get into more stories, because honestly, like, we could go on and on.
Yeah.
For real,
yeah,
on and on. You know, we want to remind you that, you know, we are here for you. You know, this guilt-free squad is como se escucha. It's a group of women, a community. We will meet virtually once a month, and we will engage in purposeful conversations. So, you know, it's a place for us to discuss anything that is on your mind, and it will be without judgment and no biased opinions. And, you know, it's a place for us to gather and feel that support. No, we're not alone, and we're going to go through life and evolve guilt-free. And we're going to do it together.
It's an easy community to join. The link's in our bio on Instagram. It's all over our website. Go learn more. Follow the link. Learn more about Guilt Free Squad, all the specifics, how you get something every month. There's different levels. If you're just kind of like, I'm really ready to take off in the next year, I'm going to need a little more than just this one coaching call a month. And this time I need more time. I mean, there's something for everybody, because you may want to compress time frames and move a little faster, but the information is there. So don't wait until later. If you're enticed, as soon as you're done with this episode, go to the link, go to leveluplatina.com and check out what it's about, and put a lot of time and energy into thinking through sort of the structure and what you see there. And we're happy to answer questions regarding the Guilt-Free Squad. So definitely send us your questions. If you have any little part of you, little inkling, ask the questions. You just let it, it's not a long-term commitment. It doesn't have to be. If you don't want it to be, like, just go for it. Invest in you. But the information is there. So if you feel like you wanted to know more, you know where to go.
We want to thank you for tuning in today. It was a good conversation for us. It was great sharing our stories, our experiences with you. We're excited to share the Guilt-Free Squad with you. check out the Guilt-Free Squad. Go to leveloplatina.com. Find the link in our bio in our Instagram. We'll put more information about it on Facebook. But let's get this conversation going. Let's get it going. Find this guidance to support this accountability, this mentorship, this community that we really are excited to put out there. Let's get on it. Let's do it together. No estamos solas. You know, that we do something for ourselves this time around. 2021 is a new year. Not necessarily a new you, but a better you. Make sure, keep the conversation going. If you have any questions, ya saben, watch just one tiruli.
I think we all got the same message on Messenger from our group friends.
Yeah,
our college friends. Oh.
We actually have friends, you know, guys. So hit us up on Instagram at Level of Latina. You can go to our website, leveloflatina.com. You can also find us on Twitter at Latina_up. If you want to shoot us an email, like with these questions in regards to the Guilt-Free Squad, our email is admin@leveloflatina.com. Other than that, thank you for joining us today for episode 87 of Level Up Latina podcast. Se cuidan mucho and we hope to see you in the community.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you.
First generation.
I love you, girl.
Gracias a todas. Se cuidan.